Good morning, folks. Once again, this is Sri welcoming you all to It's Different News, Views and Music Show on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. Okay, dear listeners, please stay tuned. We are starting our special program momentarily right now. And this is S.D. Burman, Kishore Kumar, a melodious combination by Ambarish. Good morning, Ambarish. How are you? Welcome to our program, It's Different Show.
Thank you, Sri. It's a great pleasure to be here. It gives me a chance to share the beautiful music of S.D. Burman and Kishore Kumar with everyone. So let's get started.
Sure.
Let's spend a few minutes talking about S.D. Burman and Kishore Kumar, and then we will go to music. So S.D. Burman, or Dada Burman, was born in 1906 in Kumilla, now in Bangladesh. He's from the Tripura royal family, but for some twist of fate, his branch of the family never ascended the throne. So maybe it's good for us. His father is Navadip Chandra Burman, Navadip Chandra Dev Burman. So S.D. Burman came to Calcutta in 1924, and immediately he started practicing under K.C. Day, who was the uncle of famous Manna Day, and Badal Khan, and Alauddin Khan, and Vishwadev Chattopadhyay. And he was neglecting his studies, and his father was not so happy. We should be really thankful for S.D. Burman's career in Bombay to two persons, Chandulal Shah, who was the owner of Filmistan, and Shashadhar Mukherjee. They invited S.D. Burman to come to Bombay in 1942, and S.D. Burman declined because he still had hopes of succeeding in new theaters in Calcutta. That didn't happen, and he got a little bit frustrated, and in 1944, they again renewed his the invitation for him to come to Bombay. This time he accepted. That was not the end of it. He needed a break, and that came quite a bit later, and about the end of 1940s. So that is briefly Sachin Dev Burman. Kishore Kumar is 23 years younger than S.D. Burman. He was born in 1929 in Khandwa, Madhya Pradesh. His father is Kunjalal Ganguly. He was a lawyer, and his mother is Gauri Devi. And of course, his Kishore Kumar's brother is famous Ashok Kumar, and he had a sister Sati Devi and Anup Kumar, another brother. Anyway, so we should talk about how Kishore Kumar first met S.D. Burman. So the normal story that goes is, Kishore Kumar was taking a shower in Ashok Kumar's residence where he used to stay, and he was singing in the shower. So S.D. Burman happened to come by and ask who is singing, and Ashok Kumar says, "Ah, that's my brother." So this is what I thought was the original story till I heard the this following piece.
Okay, so let's play the first one here.
Yeah.
Okay, that's here.
मेरे बड़े भाई साहब यानी कि आपके अशोक कुमार साहब उस वक्त बहुत बड़े फिल्म स्टार बन गए थे. मैंने आते ही उनसे कहा, दादा मुनि, तुम तो फिल्मी दुनिया में सब कुछ कर सकते हो, मेरा काम कर दो ना. वो बोले, क्या काम? मैं तड़ाक से बोला, मुझे सचिन देव बर्मन से मिला दो ना. वो बोले, बस इतनी सी बात? अरे मैं तो उन्हें अच्छी तरह जानता हूँ, मेरी फिल्म में म्यूजिक भी दे रहे हैं, चल उनके घर चले. और हम पहुंचे उनके घर. वहां जब मैं उनसे मिला तो मेरी खुशी का ठिकाना न रहा. बड़े निराले लगे, धोती कुर्ता और दोनों कलाइयों में चमेली के गजरे, तंबाकू वाला पान चबाते चबाते हारमोनियम बजा रहे थे, और उनके पास बैठा एक छोटा सा नटखट लड़का चश्मा लगाए तबला बजा रहा था. जानते हैं वो बच्चा कौन था? आपका आर.डी. बर्मन और हम लोगों का पंचम. कुछ देर बाद दादा मुनि ने सचिंदा को बताया कि जो मेरा भाई है ना, ये भी थोड़ा थोड़ा गा लेता है. वो बोले, तुम्हारा भाई का नाम है तुम्हारा? मैं बोला, मेरा नाम किशोर. ओ किशोर, अगर गाओ तो मैंने उनका वही गाना गाया जो उस वक्त बहुत पॉपुलर था बंगाली में. गाना था, कौन नगरिया जावो रे बंसी वाले, कौन नगरिया जावो, हाँ हाँ कौन नगरिया जावो. तो वो तो हंसते हंसते बोले, वंडरफुल. ये तो हमारा कॉपी करता। अरे दादामणि एका आवाज बहुत अच्छा है, खूब भालो गान करे, हमें ओके निश्चय चांस देबो। बस फिर क्या था, मैं सोच भी नहीं सकता था कि सचिन ना मुझे गाना गवाएंगे, मैं तो फूल कर कुप्पा हो गया।
Interesting. Like what you're hearing, help make sure KCSU can continue providing great programming in without commercials to listeners all over the Bay Area. Donate to KCSU. For more information, email our underwriting department at uw@kcsu.stanford.edu or call us at 650-723-9010. And don't forget to keep on listening.
So that was directly from the mouth of Kishore Kumar himself.
Oh, that's and nice. Interesting piece, actually. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we should be grateful for sdberman.net. This is where I found it.
Oh, okay.
For this nice piece. So Kishore Kumar's association with S.D. Burman spanned approximately 25 years. And we can split it up into three parts, say 1950 to end of 1950s, 1960s, and from 1969, starting from Aradhana to the death of...
That should be a wonderful period, actually.
That's okay. Very interesting. So what I would like to do is play one song from the beginning of their partnership and one song from the end of their partnership, actually the very last song, and see how their the production, the entire combination, integration of voice and music changes during these about 20-25
sure.
years. So first song is called Dukhi Man Mere, Soon Mera Kehna. And this is from the film Fantoosh from 1956.
Sure. And what should we request our listeners to do? So can they call and talk to us about the S.D. Burman Kishore Kumar combination, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They can share their thoughts, so that will be very nice. We can discuss about it.
Sure, definitely. So give us a call, 650-723-9010.
650-723-9010. Dukhi man mere, sun mera kehna, jahan nahi chaina. वहाँ नहीं रहना दुखी मन मेरे दर्द हमारा कोई न जाने अपनी गरज के सब हैं दीवाने किसके आगे रोना रोए देश पर आया लोग बेगाने दुखी मन मेरे सुन मेरा कहना जहाँ नहीं चैना वहाँ नहीं रहना दुखी मन मेरे यहाँ झोली फैला ले कुछ नहीं देंगे इस जग वाले पत्थर के दिल मोमन होंगे चाहे जितना नीर बहा ले दुखी मन मेरे सुन मेरा कहना जहाँ नहीं चैना वहाँ नहीं रहना दुखी मन मेरे
All right, so you just heard Dukhi Man Mere. The lyrics for this song was by Sahir Ludhianvi. By the way, this song is number one of Kishore Kumar's own favorite top 10 songs. We'll immediately switch to a song from a completely different era. This is 1975 from the film Millie. The ever young song Bari Suni Suni Hai. This is what we are going to play now.
Thank you. छूले न कर मुझसे गम मेरे दिल लगी ये दिल लगी बड़ी सुनी सुनी है जिंदगी ये जिंदगी बड़ी
listening to a very special program by Ambarish. This is a melodious partnership of S.D. Burman and Kishore Kumar. If you wanted to join our conversation, please do give us a call. 650-723-9010. 650-723-9010. This is It's Different Show coming to you every Wednesday from 6 to 9 a.m. In case you missed any of our past programs, past Hindi programs, Tamil, Telugu, Malayalam, Kannada, check it out at itsdiff.com. itsdiff.com. If you wanted to volunteer for our show or for KCSU Stanford, do send us an email as well. We'll get you connected. itsdiff@gmail.com.
Yeah, what voice? Badi suni suni hai. So, I'd like to invite the listeners to call in and let us know which film this song is from and what is the scene. This is a very, very famous scene. And who were the actors and actresses?
That'll the be one that we are going to play right now, correct?
No, the one that we just played. Badi suni suni hai.
Oh, okay. You wanted to know which film?
Which film? Who were the actors and actresses?
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay. Good.
It's a very famous scene. So it's sad. In a sad note, when this song was recorded, S.D. Burman already passed into almost coma. He had a stroke. And Kishore Kumar, accompanied by R.D. Burman, recorded the song. They went to hospital and said, okay, don't worry, Burmanda, we will do our best. And they came and sang the song, and they went back to the hospital. And that was one of the last time S.D. Burman even responded. After that, he passed into coma for almost 1 year. So one thing I wanted to point out that nothing comes easy. So S.D. Burman had to fight quite a bit. And actually, just before the recording of Mashal, Ashok Kumar's movie, he was almost ready to pack up and go back to Calcutta and leaving the movie unfinished. Ashok Kumar said, no, Burmanda, finish this movie, then you can go. And he finished Mashal, and that was a big success. And that was almost an accident. For Kishore Kumar, also, it did not come to him very easy, although he was brother of Ashok Kumar. And in the next piece, we will hear a very short talk by Kishore Kumar, how he got the chance to sing for S.D. Burman.
And then I Fantoosh. Fantoosh was a very sad song. Everyone said, this new boy, Kishore, can't sing this song. Sachin died. कि गाना किशोरी गाएगा, मैं उसी से गवाऊंगा। बस फिर क्या था, मैंने गाया और उस गीत से सचिन दा मेरे जीवन का एक हिस्सा बन गए। उस गीत से उनमें और मुझ में वो नाता जुड़ा जिसे न दूरी तोड़ पाई है न मौत।
Song we heard before, Dukhiman Mere. So during 50s, there were several other famous movies, Munim Ji, Nau Do Gyara, Paying Guest, and the very famous Chalti Ka Naam Gaadi, which was from 1958. Chalti Ka Naam Gaadi was directed by Satyan Bose, and the actors were Kishore Kumar, Ashok Kumar, Anup Kumar, all three brothers, and Madhubala was the main actress. The lyrics were written by Majru Sultanpuri, and so the movie had many, many songs, and the following song is especially interesting. It's Ek Ladki Vigi Bhagi Si, and if you have seen the movie, you'll see how well Kishore Kumar synchronized. So he was a car repairman, and he synchronized the sound of a screwdriver or a hammer and the falling screw on a pan, etc., with the song. And Madhubala and Kishore Kumar were in the movie. Yeah,
sure. Dear listeners, give us a call 650-723-9010 if you have interesting comments, memories about some of the interesting songs that you liked on S.D. Burman and Kishore Kumar combination.
Ek ladki bhigi bhagi si, soti raaton mein jaagi si, mili ek ajnabi se koi aage na piche, tum hi kaho ye koi baat hai. Ek ladki bhigi bhagi si, soti raaton mein jaagi si, मिली एक अजनबी से कोई आगे न पीछे, तुम ही कहो ये कोई बात है. दिल ही दिल में जली जाती है, बिगड़ी बिगड़ी चली आती है. दिल ही दिल में जली जाती है, बिगड़ी बिगड़ी चली आती है. झुंझलाती हुई बल खाती हुई सावन की सुनी रात में, मिली एक अजनबी से कोई आगे न पीछे, तुम ही कहो ये कोई बात है. एक लड़की भीगी भागी सी, सोती रातों में जागी सी, मिली एक अजनबी से कोई आगे न पीछे, तुम ही कहो ये कोई बात है. डगमग डगमग लहकी लहकी, भूली भटकी बहकी बहकी. डगमग डगमग लहकी लहकी, भूली भटकी बहकी बहकी. मछली मछली घर से निकली, पगली सी काली रात में, मिली एक अजनबी से कोई आगे न पीछे, तुम ही कहो ये कोई बात है. एक लड़की भीगी भागी सी, होती रातों में जागी सी, मिली एक अजनबी से कोई आगे न पीछे, तुम ही कहो ये कोई बात है.
Okay, so we just listened to Ek Ladki Vigi Bhagi Si from Chalti Ka Naam Gaadi. Sachin Dev Barman had a heart attack in 1960, so his song output came down significantly. during those 3-4 years, maybe 59 to 62, 63. So the next song we will hear is from the film Guide, and is the famous song Gata Rahe Mera Dil. And it kind of brings a new era in integration of music director and the singer, and you'll see why the voice is so fresh even after all these years.
Have a caller. Let's go and receive them. Hello, Raghu. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Is his name Ambrish?
Yeah, he's Ambrish, yeah.
Hello, Raghu.
Hello, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really, really love Kishore Kumar. And the songs that you have chosen, you're right now playing, they are real, absolute gems, immortal.
You are right, I agree with you. It makes all of us happy.
Yes. I had a question on, is also Blackmail, the movie Blackmail, is that also R.D. Burman or S.D. Burman?
I think it's R.D. Burman.
I see.
Yeah.
What about that song, Rimujimike Savan, that one, is that also?
That is also R.D. Burman, it's from the film Manzil, probably material for a future show. it was from, I think, 1981, that period. Yes, R.D., very good song, very good song.
So I'm requesting you, maybe you can do a sequel with R.D. Burman and Kishore Kumar. I think that was another big combination, right?
Absolutely, sounds good.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Raghu. Thanks for calling. Hello, good morning. Is that Ravi?
No, this is Jay.
Jay from San Jose. How are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
Hello.
Good, you're on air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah.
So what do you like?
Sorry?
What do you like in this? You wanted to talk about this program, right? Go ahead, you're on air.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah,
Ravi.
So I'm glad that you guys are doing this program. Myself also a big fan of Kishore. And just wanted to share one story. I don't know if it has been told already or not.
Go ahead.
That in the movie Abhiman.
Okay, yeah. Keep going under. Reduce your radio volume.
Was singing this song, the first song. Anyway, so during the recording, the song was to be recorded. And Kishore Kumar got a call late at night at 3 o'clock, and he picked up the phone, and nobody answered on the other side. So he was quite irritated. He hung up. Next day, when he went for the recording, he overheard other people saying that Sachin Karta had called him, called Kishore at night. So he confronted S.D. Burman. Saying that, you know, what happened? Why did you call me at 3 o'clock in the morning? And and you didn't even say anything. So all SD said was, Kishore, I just wanted to make sure your voice was ready for the recording. I just wanted to hear your voice late at night. So that was SD.
Interesting, and there is a little pun, right? They are just pulling each other, looks like, right?
Yeah, okay. It's actually good. SD Burman used to be quite paranoid about the voice of his singers.
Yes.
So absolutely, what he said is right.
And
we'll hear in the next piece from Kishore Kumar's own voice what used to happen. Very appropriate call. Thank you
very much. It's a good segue. Thank you for tuning in, sir. Yeah. Yeah, please check out our other archives in our website, itstiff.com, Hindi. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Hello, good morning. Welcome to It's Different Show.
Hello.
Yeah, your name?
It's Different Show.
Yeah, can you reduce your...
My name is RV. I'm calling from Newark.
Yeah, RV. Thank you. Can you tone down the volume on the radio, please? Thanks. Yeah. Good. Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm on here already. Oh, okay. Hi, is it a program on SDB?
Yes, it's SD a program Burman? On SD Burman, Kishore Kumar, Melodious Combination, presented by Ambarish.
Super. Sachmuch mere dil gaane lag gaya.
Thank you for
amazing.
Your call.
I probably missed half the songs anyway. So you are a guide right now? You went through Chalte Ke Naam Gaadi perhaps? And,
we just did Chalte Ke Naam Gaadi and there are several other songs coming. So,
great.
Stay tuned.
SD Burman is probably my favorite, all-time favorite music director in Hindi. And Kishore would probably rank only next to Mukesh. They're all
right. All right.
And what's your favorite song? Would you like to recollect?
Gata Rahe is one of my favorite songs, of course. I'm sure you'll be playing Aradhana very soon.
Wow, good.
he's got it on the list, right? Yeah, very nice. It's very good, you know. These are the days, RV, we have to rekindle our memories of the past, right?
So, SD Burman is truly an amazing... I believe he's from a royal family or something, from Tripura royal family or something.
Indeed, exactly. We talked about that. He is from the royal family, but his branch, he and his father never went to the throne. Because of some twist. And however, irony is that the Tripura royal family is known for SD Burman, although his relationship with the royal family was not so good. I think eventually they made a statue of him in Agartala.
I see.
Thank you, Arvi.
He used to make use of all those folksy tunes very, very well. He's truly amazing.
Yes.
But I also remember that he also, you might have heard this song, the 49er nursery rhyme. He used it as the Mumbai Mary John song very famously.
Can you recollect that?
I've played it already.
Can you try that?
What is the song? Yehi Mumbai Mary John.
Oh.
Yeh dil hai mushkil hai jeena yahan. So that is actually a nursery rhyme which goes like, 49
or
something,
okay.
My darling Clementine, right?
Okay. Yeah, that was a Muhammad Rafi song, if I
remember correctly. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Arvi. Stay tuned, and we have another about half an hour of programming in this show, all right? Thank you very much. Okay, thank you, Arvi. So, dear listeners, please do give us a call, 650-723-9010, Arvi. Thank you very much for the call, and go ahead, Ambarish.
So in the next, we will hear from Kishore Kumar about SD Burman calling him at odd hours just to check on his voice. Here we go.
पहली तस्वीर है सचिंदा की तबीयत के बचपने की. जी हाँ, इतनी बड़ी उम्र होते हुए भी दिल उनका बिल्कुल बच्चों जैसा था. नए ढूंढने वो उसी तरह खो जाते थे जैसे बच्चा नए खिलौनों में उलझकर सब कुछ भूल जाता है. नई दिन की लगन में उन्हें न समय का ख्याल रहता न आराम का. कभी कभी सुबह सवेरे 6 बजे वो अपनी गाड़ी चलाकर मेरे घर आ जाते और हॉर्न बजा बजा कर मुझे जगाते और नीचे बुलाते. मैं बेचारा आंखें मलता हुआ नीचे आता तो सचिंदा कहते, अरे किशोर तू सो रहा था क्या? कोई बात नहीं रे, जरा सुन ये टीम कैसा बनाया है. कभी कभी रात के 11 बजे एकाएक उनका फोन आ जाता कि ए किशोर तू सो रहा है क्या? ओ आई एम रियली वेरी सॉरी. मैं कहता, सचिंदा इतनी रात गए आप टेलीफोन कर रहे हैं, कोई गड़बड़ तो नहीं हुई? दादा कहते, अरे नहीं रे गड़बड़ काहे की, जरा सुन टीम कैसा बना है. बस फिर वो फोन पर ही गाना शुरू कर देते और मुझसे कहते, चल तू भी गा मेरे साथ. हाँ कोरा कागज था ये मन मेरा, लिख लिया नाम पे तेरा. बोल बोल जरा. मैं बोलता
गोरा कागज है ये मन मेरा।
अरे 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 स्टूपिड, ऐसा क्यों गाता है, ठीक से गाना।
सचिंदा अभी बजे हैं रात के 11, बड़ी जोर से नींद ने है मुझे मारा। अच्छा अच्छा अच्छा, सो जा, कल सवेरे रिहर्सल के वास्ते घर पे आ जाना।
वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग एपिसोड। ओके।